Discovering stories of people living out their beliefs in our culture, communities, and the public square. And finding courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
There's something extraordinary that happens when we find our purpose. A joy unlike any other. To know we're doing what God created us to do. The great British runner Eric Liddell famously summed it up when he said that when he ran, he could feel God's pleasure. Our feature interview today on the road found his passion for music before his fifth birthday. And he's been using his voice and his instrumental ability to bring people into worship and to deepen their faith for years. Now he's taking it to an all new level, releasing his debut album this week called Airglow. Recording artist and, I must admit, off the top, one of my favorite people on the planet, Joe Nyquist, joins us today on the road. Welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on this project releasing, first of all. I mean, this decision to craft an album like this doesn't come out of thin air, right? I mean, this is part of who you are since age two.
Yeah, you know, one of my earliest memories is standing in front of a church with my brother. I don't even know why we were in this particular church. I think it was my great-grandma's church. And we were passing the microphone back and forth singing Sandy Patty songs.
Did the instruments come fairly soon after, or was that something that was sort of a process for you?
I would say I've been collecting instruments and the ability to play them. My mother teaches piano, and so naturally I attempted that first and failed rather quickly. There's something about your mom teaching you that you don't necessarily put your heart and soul into it. But I've always been enamored with the guitar, and so at around age 16 or so, I decided that I was going to spend the summer working and buy a pretty decent electric guitar. My family operates a Pronoput booth at the state fair, and one of the opportunities that I had in high school was to work there, and I earned enough money doing that to buy a pretty nice electric guitar, and my brother just thought this was the worst decision I could possibly make because he thought, you're going to give up on this thing, it's just going to collect dust, you're going to have spent all of this money on something that is going to sit in the corner of your bedroom. So that really was the fuel for me to learn how to play the guitar. I would take my amp and I would actually lean it so it was facing the ground because his bedroom was right below mine, and I'd play really loud late into the night just so he knew I wasn't giving up on this thing.
I think the challenging thing for so many people who want to play instruments and play them well is having that stick-to-itiveness to keep at it, you know, when they encounter that first inability, whatever it is. If it's piano, it's carrying on two tunes with both hands, right? Or on the keyboard, finding that chord that's really tough. How did you obtain the tenacity to keep going with the instruments?
I tend to have this ability in my life to want to do big things. Mm-hmm. And I tend to take little things and blow them completely out of proportion.
Really?
Like at work, I create these days, and like Salad Monday is one of these days. And so I try to get as many people as possible on board with these random silly things that I do. Like that type of character in me just kind of helps me power through some of those deals. There's always the idea that I wanted to be the guy that had the ability to take out the acoustic guitar and woo females.
Right. How many instruments do you play by this point? And then which all instruments do you deploy on the album Airglow?
I don't know the exact number. I started with the piano, like I said. I've also played the saxophone in high school band and still play the saxophone a little bit. I play keyboards, electric guitar, acoustic guitar, bass guitar. I've messed with the mandolin on occasion.
Wow.
There was a little moment in high school where as a friend and I roaming the halls of the high school with a mandolin pretending we were minstrels until the teachers didn't like that much mirth going on in the hallways. But on the album, you're going to hear a lot of electric guitar. You're going to hear a lot of keyboard synthesizer type of sound.
Cool.
You're going to hear a lot of bass guitar, some drum tracks and that sort of thing too.
Well, let's step back as we're here with Joe Nyquist, the recording artist. His new album is called Airglow. It's out this week, available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and you can also just head to joenyquist.com. Let's step back a little bit, Joe, and talk about you, the person that you are. First off, you're a Twin Cities, Minnesota boy, born and bred, right?
Born and bred. You know, off the top, you said that I discovered my passion for music at the age of, or before the age of five. And actually, it was my fifth birthday that really culminates me as a Minnesotan. The Minnesota Twins won the World Series on my fifth birthday.
Oh, man.
It was such a defining moment in my life. So Minnesota is who I am, and it's absolutely what I do.
And I guess we can figure out how old you are, too, after taking 1991 and just taking five off, probably.
Well, there's also 1987. So there's a little bit of mystery here now for the listeners.
Well done. So you're a man of the outer boroughs in the Twin Cities, and you grew up with a really strong faith tradition in your life, right?
Yeah, I grew up in a small town, a town called North Branch. It's a small town that has an outlet mall and a bit of an identity crisis. I think there's always seems to be a little bit of what are we trying to be here? Are we trying to be a small town? Are we trying to be a suburb? And didn't really know which direction it was going. But yeah, faith was instilled in me at a very young age. Going to church on a Sunday morning was the absolute norm for my family. It was weird when I got to kindergarten and found out there were kids that didn't go to church on Sunday morning. And faith and being a part of a church and a community has always been a big part of my life.
So were you accepting, would you say, of faith? Did you pretty much make it your own from an early age to today, really? Or was there this moment when you really made that faith your own faith?
Yeah, I really made my faith my own when I was a sophomore in high school. I went on a missions trip to the state of Wyoming, and it was out there that I really kind of started to understand grace for the first time, and that Jesus wanted me to live for him, not because he wanted me to live this life of do's and don'ts, but because he had this abundant life available when I trust him. And that really started to show up when I was 16. And before that, you know, I would always call myself a Christian, but I think when you're five, you understand that differently than when you're 15, than when you understand that when you're 25. And as I grow older here, the more I feel like I understand more and more what that actually is like.
Oh, that's great. Well, you spoke about music and the ability to pluck those chords of the guitar as a valuable thing to have growing up in school in many ways. But has music always been something that has shaped your spiritual journey as well?
Yeah, I would say that I learned much of the way I think about God through music. You know, whether that be through my Uncle Steve giving me Petra tapes or White Heart tapes when I was a kid, or my Aunt Val gave me some Michael W. Smith and Amy Grant. Those kind of things really influenced me a lot growing up, and that was really just the soundtrack of my life. And then when I was starting to buy music on my own, DC Talk became a huge influence in my life. And still to this day, when they announced that they were doing a reunion, I was off the charts excited until I found out it was the Jesus Freak Cruise that only a select few, the elect maybe even, get to go on.
That was rough for a lot of us. There's no question. As we talk with Joe Nyquist, the recording artist, his new album, Airglow, is out this week, available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and joenyquist.com. Favorite DC Talk song of all time?
Can I say by album?
Of course.
Am I allowed
you can.
To do it that way?
Play it however you'd like.
Okay. In the very first, you know, self-titled DC Talk album, Heaven Bound would be my favorite. In New Thing, I Love Rap Music, even though it's probably not the biggest hit off the album.
Yeah.
Just the preposterousness that was a song that I listened to and enjoyed. I look back on that with a lot of delight at this point in my life. Free at Last, I really, really liked Word to the Father.
Yeah.
I really liked Socially Acceptable.
Oh,
And the Jesus Freak record was on nonstop for me from 1996 pretty much to today. On that one, I really enjoyed In the Light, Mind's Eye. Mind's Eye would probably be my favorite. And then on the Supernatural record, Supernatural is an incredible song. And Since I Met You was one of my favorites off of that one.
Oh, well done. Well done, sir. That was a tremendous answer to that question. And it was a question that was just thrown at you out of nowhere, and you did so well with it. Now, you've been using your gifts as a worship leader, I know, for years. But really, I guess the question is, why an album and why now?
The album came almost as a dare from my friend Reggie. I had been speaking with him a lot about just, you know, what I can do with music and what music we like. And he just said, you know, I dare you to actually do this. And so that night I went home and I just kind of plotted out what I would need to do to accomplish this sort of thing. And I needed to acquire some gear. I needed to acquire some recording program and a lot more skills, actually, even, too. When I first started the album, I was what I would call a novice at the bass guitar, where I'd just kind of pluck out the root note of the chord. But by the end of it, I feel like I was able to lay down some pretty decent bass lines and learn along the way that way.
When I listened to the music on the record, I thought of the term soundscape a lot. I just love the sort of field of sound that you create. I'm sure these are not musical terms, but it's a very visual thing. When I listen to it, it's just a soundscape. Talk a little bit about the sound of Air Glow and also some of the artists that kind of influenced the music that you make.
Sure. Even the word Air Glow, I was very surprised to find that word when I was just kind of looking for what I wanted to call this album, because I felt that kind of that same way, that it had a very visual type of sound to it. And when I came across this word air glow, it's actually this scientific term for radiation in the upper atmosphere that causes things to never actually be completely dark. But there's this glowingness to the air where we never experience true darkness unless we're in like some sort of cave. But if you're out, you're just in the night sky, you see this kind of glow to the air. And that's what air glow is. And so for me, air glow represents this. Though it may seem dark in your life, and I started writing Air Glow at a very dark time in my life, but there was something in me that was just still glowing, that was still alive, that was still burning with this light. And I think that was God's presence in my life helping carry me through dark. And so the sound of it is this very starry kind of sound. It's this dreamy kind of sound that is influenced a lot by the music of Coldplay or Owl City or U2.
Another Minnesotan himself.
Yeah, Adam Young from Owatonna area.
We're going to play some of the actual songs, some pieces of the record Air Glow in just a moment as we talk with Joe Nyquist, the recording artist here on the road for Faith Radio. His new album is called Air Glow, and it's out this week. Just dropped, as they say in the biz. Available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and joenyquist.com. Before we get into the songs themselves, the scale of this project, I mean, this is a pretty epic undertaking, especially the way that you've gone about it. Talk a little bit about the months and months of going A to Z and making this record happen.
I would say that it was probably about a 2-year process. And it started with me having no idea what I was doing, as most great grand things do. I sat down and just kind of clicked record on the computer and started playing guitar stuff until I found something that stuck. I also started trying to do some drum stuff and have that maybe be the place to start. And some of these things worked and some of them didn't. A lot of people say that I wrote the album backwards because I wrote the music before the lyrics, but I wanted the lyrics to represent what the music was, and I wanted it to be a little bit of a musically driven album. And so the undertaking of it, while I maintained a regular kind of 9-to-5 job, was I would go to work in the morning and I would come home and just spend anywhere between, you know, 15 minutes to an hour or two a night just sort of plugging away at doing what I could to push the project forward. And certainly there were seasons where that happened more frequently and seasons where I kind of pushed it to the back burner and nothing happened on it for months at a time. But then when I started to see the light at the end of the tunnel with a few songs done and a few things I was really proud of and wanted to kind of push forward lyrically, and when lyrics kind of started to come easier for me, the domino started to fall pretty quick after that.
The proverbial domino is falling. I like the picture there. Well, let's dig into the stories of some of the individual tracks on the album and let you hear this really unique and just tremendous sound of the album Airglow. The first song that really stuck out to me is called Breathe in the Stars, and here's a piece of that for you. Breathe in the Stars from the new album Airglow from Joe Nyquist, the recording artist who joins us today on the road. You can get a sense for the depth of the lyrics right there and just the sound, just that field of sound, which really does paint a picture, which I just love. Tell us a little bit about the message of that song.
Yeah, Breathe in the Stars was really a lament. The content of the song is finding yourself heartbroken and God just kind of watching this happen, but at the same time saying, you know, I've created this world for you to live in, and breathe that in and let this life that I can give you come alive in you. And so it tries to paint this picture, and it's the lead track of the album. It's track number one, because I wanted to start with this. No matter where you've been and what you've done, I feel like everyone can relate to the message that life sometimes hurts. And when you experience that, you know that there is a moment we have to kind of choose one of two ways we're going to go, where you're going to either kind of wallow or you're going to start to trust God a little bit more and believe that though this hurts, that good can come out of it and that your life can be made well and right and whole again.
Wow. Well said. Let's listen to a little bit of another song from Airglow. This is called Swim into the Sky. That is Swim into the Sky from the album Airglow from Joe Nyquist here on the road. And there's a fairly amusing comment that you shared with me about that song that I would love if you'd tell as you take us into the background of the song Swim into the Sky.
Sure. I produced a lyric video for that song and sent it out to my family. My family has this ongoing conversation on Facebook Messenger, and I sent it out to my sister, who showed my 6-year-old niece, Tabby. And my nieces and nephews know one thing about me. They know that I love them very dearly, but they know that I don't swim. It's not that I have the inability to swim. I know how, but it's just not something I really enjoy doing or feel comfortable doing. Sure. And so often we'll be at either a camp or a hotel or something as a family, and there'll be a pool, and they'll want Uncle Joe to come swimming. And they just know that I don't do that. And so when my niece Tabby heard Swim into the Sky, she turned to my sister Mary and said, "How will Uncle Joe swim into the sky if he doesn't have a bathing suit?" Because that's my standard get out for why I'm not going to swim is, "Oh, I don't have a bathing suit."
Sure, sure.
So I thought that was pretty funny that she put that together.
That is really beautifully stated. Maybe take us inside the thought process behind how you craft the song. I mean, are these, you mentioned that you go for the musicality before the lyrics on this one. How does the A to C to Z look like when you're writing a song?
I try to start with just something interesting happening on the guitar. And from there, adding some dimension is the word that I kind of used in my head through these kind of soundscapes or wall of sound type of things that you've mentioned before. And that usually happens on a keyboard. And then just the giving it this foundation in a bass line that can really hold the weight of those kind of things. And then beyond that, when I have those things all put together, I'll just kind of ask myself, what have I gone through in life that sounds like this? And then I'll have either a story that comes to mind or a spiritual principle that I feel like God has taught me or just this idea. Like, for instance, Swim Into the Sky that we just heard was about this kind of way that you can kind of get in your own you can impede your own progress spiritually if you get in your head too much and believe things that God doesn't actually have for you to believe or truths about yourself that are actually untrue.
Wow, well said. All right, the deep lyrics of the album Airglow continue. Here's another track from the album just released this week. It's called Monochrome Undone.
Here's my heart.
Hear the depth of the lyrics there. That song's called Monochrome Undone. The crafter, the recording artist behind it, is with us here on the road, Joe Nyquist. Take us inside the spirit of that song, good sir.
I had a moment of realization where I realized that I don't see myself as completely as God sees me. And so when I'm offering my heart to God, it's this really limited view of who I actually am. But I'm saying, God, here's my heart, my limited view of me, this life that I've lived imperfectly, this thing that I'm trying to do, and I know that I'm not doing it well, and I'm conscious that there's things that I could have done better and could have done differently in my life. But somehow in the midst of all this, you've given me this soul, and I don't want that to be bound by other people's ideas of who I'm supposed to be or baggage that I'm carrying from the past, but simply this new colorful existence where everything gray and bleak in our past can be made new and colorful.
We have just a few moments. Our time quickly is saying farewell to us here on the road, as we anticipated that it may. But I want to play just one last track, a piece of a track from Joe's album, Airglow. This is called Gratefulness is Peace.
You envelop my soul.
Just love the depth of those lyrics and the sound that is so fresh. The album, once again, is called Airglow. The artist is with us, Joe Nyquist, here on the road. And Joe, I know that's one of your central themes on the record. Could you take us behind the message of that song?
Yeah, I would say that it is the culmination of all of this thought. You know, the album began with this lament and it ends with this prayer of, I'm thankful for the opportunity to even have gone through difficult things in life, because it was life that I was living in those moments. And so I found that peace comes in a person's life when they're grateful for even the chance to live it. Mm-hmm. And for me, that was kind of this big realization. And it came because of a lot of different things that God was doing in my life. But chiefly, I want to just point out that it was my wife, Sharon, who really helped me see this idea that when we're thankful, we become these people of peace.
Mm. Well, it is a very, very special record. It's a unique, it's a fresh sound. Once again, it's called Airglow, the new album from recording artist Joe Nyquist. And I'll just ask you, I know it's available on so many places. where you can get digital music, but just maybe take us through the easiest way to find out more about your work and grab Airglow.
Sure. If you go to joenyquist.com, you'll be able to find links there to purchase it digitally. You can also get a CD if you're a CD kind of person. But if you consume music digitally on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, really anywhere you can consume music digitally, you'll be able to find me there. You can even Shazam it, I think.
Well, congratulations, my friend. This is a great, great piece of work. And really, you are just a tremendous human being. And
as are you.
It's an honor to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time, my friend.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.